A good time of the day wherever you're watching this from, and welcome to FOSDEM 2021. This year things will be a little bit different. We're an online event, so perhaps you have some questions as to how all of this works. Let's dive right into that. First off, most of the things I will be explaining are available on our website as well. Head over to fosdem.org/practical/online if you want to read up on it. As usual, we will have some dev rooms and main tracks, as well as stands. The starting point for dev rooms and main tracks is the schedule at fosdem.org/schedule. The starting point for stands is fosdem.org/stands. Let's have a look at dev rooms and main tracks first. As said, the schedule is the starting point, so find an event you're interested in, and you will see some links to the streaming as well as to the chat room. The chat room is hosted on Matrix. If you've already got a Matrix account, most of the things will be very familiar to you. If not, don't worry, I will explain everything. All of these Matrix rooms are also available on IRC on the Freenode network, so head over to channel fosdem-roomname if you want to participate in the discussion. If you choose to use chat.fosdem.org, this is how that works. You will see a starting screen, which allows you to sign in or create an account or explore the rooms anonymously. If you choose to explore the rooms and join a room, this is what you will see. The streaming is at the top of your screen, the discussion is at the bottom of your screen, and you will not be able to send messages. If you want to participate in the discussion, use the buttons to sign in or create an account. Creating an account is pretty easy. We just require a username and a password. The email address is optional. It's just used for notifications by the system. Once you sign in, this is the screen you will see. The Explore Rooms button is the most important one. It will allow you to browse the rooms and see a list of what's available. Find a room by name and click the Join button, and once you click that, you will jump into the room immediately. The view is much the same as the anonymous one. You will see the stream at the top, the discussion at the bottom, but this time you will be able to also send messages to it. During the discussion in the room, you will probably see some questions which are relevant to you. If you want the speaker to answer them, make sure to upvote them. Upvoting is done by clicking the smiley button when you hover over the question and then selecting the thumbs up icon. Once you do so, you will see that the question has an upvote. You will also see how many upvotes it has, so how high on the list it will be. That is pretty much it for dev rooms and main tracks. Now let's have a look at stands. Stands are available at fosdem.org/stands. And you will find a link to the dedicated stands website there. That website will allow you to browse the stands by name or by theme. You will also be able to see all the content provided by the stand holder and find links to the chat room for the relevant stand. Now, if you go over to the stands website, this is what it looks like. At the top, you will find a menu to browse the stands by name or by theme. If you select themes, this is what that page looks like. Select the theme you're interested in, find a stand, and you will see the content much like this. All of this is provided by the stand holder. You will also find a link to the media files they provided. Usually this is some video, as well as a link to the chat room. The chat room is very similar to the ones for main tracks and dev rooms. So if you click that, this is what that looks like, and you can have a short discussion with the stand holder, ask any questions, or talk to other viewers of the stand. Now, the schedule might be a little bit overwhelming, but thanks to a number of developers, we have a myriad of tools available to view it on pretty much any platform. Head over to fosdem.org/schedule/mobile and have a look at what's available. Now, during the conference, you probably have some questions, and these questions can be answered by the info desk. The info desk can help you navigate the conference, as well as order t-shirts or hoodies, give information on how to do that, or make a donation. They can also answer pretty much any question you may have. You will find the InfoDesk at fosdem-infodesk on the Freenode network or on the InfoDesk channel on the Matrix network. Alternatively, you can also send us an email at info@fosdem.org. Be aware that our response times might be a little bit slow over there. Now, as I just said, you can order t-shirts and hoodies. T-shirts are 25 euros, hoodies are 50 euros, just as in previous years, but as we need to ship them, there will be a shipment fee added. All these garments are available for you to buy at treasure.fosdem.org, so have a look and see if anything is to your liking. Now, one of the things you might miss this year is the catering. I've included some helpful pointers where you could find some refreshments and snacks to keep you hydrated and fed during the conference. So perhaps you can have a look in your fridge for some cold drinks and some fruits, or your countertop may have coffee and tea making facilities if you prefer a hot beverage, and perhaps your cupboard even has some cookies. Now, speaking of things you might be missing, Brussels, maybe? I've included some clips of Brussels in the past few days, so at least you can get some taste of what that looks like these days. This is the Delirium. This is the venue of our beer event. This is the main walking street in the center of Brussels, and you will be happy to see that Monica Piss is still doing its thing. And these are some goodies for you to enjoy. At least you can look forward to seeing those again next year. Now, our program is massive, as usual. This year we have 714 lectures, 669 speakers, 53 stands, 51 tracks, and 21 lightning talks. In total, this makes about 500 hours of content, which is a lot. You will probably not be able to see all of that live, so after the conference we will make everything available on video.fosdem.org, and you can view it at any time. As for what's in the program, let's have a look at the main tracks. This year we have cloud computing, community, miscellaneous, performance, and virtual events. This last one is maybe a little bit special. It's about organizing virtual events, much like this one. Developer rooms, well, there's a lot of them. I'm not going to read out all of them, but have a look at the schedule. It is full of interesting talks. I'm sure you will find something to your liking. Same for stands. There's a lot of them, so I won't read them, but have a look at fosdem.org/stands and see which stand is of interest to you. Now, we also have some other events going on. We have certification offered by LPI, LibreOffice, and the Standard for Public Code. So head over to fosdem.org/certification if you're interested in that. Also, we have some BOF rooms available. These are available for ad hoc discussions with your peers. If you would like some information on how to use them, head over to the InfoDesk channel on the Freenode network, which is fosdem-infodesk, or to the InfoDesk channel on the Matrix infrastructure. Now, all of the events in our schedule have a link to provide feedback. This feedback is relayed to the speaker, and I'm sure all of them appreciate your remarks. If you have any remarks or notes for improvement for future events, drop us a message at feedback@fosdem.org and rest assured we will read all of your messages. Now, this is a sign you probably will not see this year. Let's hope that this one applies. As we're virtual, the rooms have no limit. Let's hope the infrastructure holds up. Fingers crossed. And as with every FOSDEM event, our code of conduct also applies to this one. You will find it at fosdem.org/practical/conduct. If you have any concerns, please drop us an email at conduct@fosdem.org or call the phone number on your screen. If you'd like to have a one-on-one discussion, ask any staff member to help you locate a team member. Staff members can be recognized by the FOSDEM icon next to their nickname on the Matrix network, or they are voiced on the IRC network. Now, finally, all that remains is to say thank you. Thank you to our contributors. Our contributors are our volunteers, our dev room managers, and our speakers. They really make FOSDEM tick, so thank you very, very much to them. Next is our donors, and you can actually be one of them. We accept donations via fosdem.org/support/donate, and you can donate any amount of your choice. We accept credit card, bank contact, and iDEAL, as well as Bitcoin, and I guarantee you will have a warm and fuzzy feeling once you make a donation. Finally, there's our sponsors. Thank you very much to them. We have our cornerstone sponsors, Google and Red Hat, as well as support from AWS, Backmarket, Cisco, the Cloud Native Computing Foundation, Colt, Element, Huawei, OpenTap, and our beloved venue, ULB, to which we hope to return next year. So finally, thank you for watching the opening talk and enjoy the event. Have a good one.